This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
There are good people with dicks out there.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, musician Hannah Rebecca returns with Sophie Tomey on the news, and now your host. It's December 4th. Which means there's only 21 more shopping days until he'll go back into any retail locations. Deese Casillas!
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode. With me, as always, the ever faithful and hilarious Sophie Tomey. Sophie, how you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Very good. Glad to have you here. Jeremy is not here tonight, but with us, making her triumphant return to the Northwest and the Social Hour, the magnificent and talented Hannah Rebecca. Hannah, how you doing?
Doing fabulous.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Not only on the show, but in the area. Hannah is a very talented musician. You've heard her on the show before. You can hear her all around the area doing shows. If you're in the area of where we record the show, Spokane, Washington, find her and go to one of her shows. If you are not in the area, then travel to or move to this area so you can hear her perform. Totally worth it. Plus, the market in Spokane is, buy while you can. It's going up, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, don't fucking move here. We've got too many goddamn people here. I don't want more people moving to this area, although I'm one of the people that moved to this area.
Sorry, not
me
sorry.
Too.
Yeah, I know, right? We're all people that came from another area, right? Although I've been here for 10 years. I feel like I'm grandfathered in at this point, right?
I put in 11 years in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah,
so I feel
that's
like I'm
good
okay.
Enough. Yeah. Sophie?
Well, I'm working on it.
How long have you been here? 2 years? 3 years?
Yeah, like about a little over two.
Yeah, that's good. So that's good enough.
I've yet to be grandfathered in all over.
Yeah, she's a vagabond. She's a gypsy. She's on the run from the fence.
I can dig that.
Yeah,
she's just hops the rail. She's like David Carradine in Kung Fu, just travels from city to city. Plus,
don't put me near a moving train.
Yeah.
Gotta hop right on it.
That's right.
I technically lived in three states last month, so.
Yeah.
North Carolina, huh? Washington, and Idaho.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's right. Now you're, yep, all right.
1 month.
all in a month.
Yeah.
So Hannah's on the run, too. You guys can do like a buddy, a buddy duo where you're on the run from the law.
Yeah.
So break some
Johnson's
laws.
Undercover life behind the scenes.
Yeah, it'll be great. So we're going to get all into what Hannah's been doing, where she was, why she's back, and all the stuff she's got going on. She's going to play some songs for us. Sophie's got some news for us, and that'll be fun. I've had an interesting day. I was on the set of a movie all day. I don't know if I'm supposed to say the name of the movie. It's not one you'll ever hear of. It doesn't matter. You know, it's one that was being filmed in Spokane, so I can't imagine it's going to be a box office smash. I think, there was one movie about wrestling that was filmed here, and then it's called, Dreamweaver or something. And then there was, Benny and June, which was filmed at Benny and June? It was filmed at Ferguson's in Garland.
I mean, that Macklemore music video was pretty popular, you never know.
That's true. Macklemore, he was not in this, I don't think. I don't think he was there. But this was it was so funny because I get there. So we have to get there. A friend of mine who was a production assistant on it, she just messaged me and she's like, would you want to do this? And I'm like, sure, I don't have shit going on a Monday. I got nothing else to do. So we go to what they call base camp, and you check in and they put you through wardrobe. They've got the wardrobe clothing, and you bring some clothes and they'll give you some options. And we're all sitting around forever and they put you through hair and makeup and they put me in the chair. They didn't do much. I'm not sure if it's because they thought I looked great or if they just, they're like, we can't, there's nothing we can do. It's a disaster. Just let him go. And then it's interesting talking to these people you start to realize this is like a little microcosm. And for some people, it's their life. This is what they do. They're in their extras in movies. And Hannah, you're probably familiar with Ma'am. They're out of Coeur d'Alene, right? Ma'am.
A cult.
Yes, kind of. It's a like a talent agency, and they do actors and stuff. Maybe, I guess it's more actors, not really musicians. You just seem like fabulous people. Sorry,
I do know some fabulous people.
I believe you do. People are like, are you? Oh, so you're like, oh, so are you with Ma'am? And I'm like, no. Like, do you do this a lot? I'm like, no, they just called me yesterday. And you could tell these look on these people's face, like, oh, how did he get that? Why is he here? And they just asked me to come. You had to this is part of your. This is a struggle for you.
You applied to this.
Right.
And crossed your fingers.
Yeah. You sent in headshots and stuff. I just got a message on Facebook and showed up. And I realized very quickly I would be a terrible actor. I would hate. I realize why actors lose their minds, because you're doing the same scene and there's a million people trying to make one thing happen, but they all, and if everyone's not in sync, then you're doing the same thing. I mean, we did one scene 37 times, and it was the scene's probably going to end up being 4 seconds long in the movie. And I'm sitting there going, I would kill someone. I would lose my goddamn mind. And I just you have to make small talk as an extra. And I disdain disingenuous conversation anyway. I like talking to people, but I like genuine conversation. But just the small talk is, I hate.
So difficult.
Yeah, it's just,
how's
it's like
the weather.
Yeah, yeah, you have to pretend and then so not only is this disingenuous small talk, this is forced pretend disingenuous small talk in a setting of a movie, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be amazing. I'm gonna feel like I hate everything about this. I was just absolutely, it was the worst. I would never do it again. I decided, I'm like, I don't want to ever do this. This is why I hate acting. I don't want to be someone else. I hate myself. I don't want to hate a second person that I'm pretending to be. So it was a very interesting experience. And just how seriously some of the people who are extras take it, though. It's very, very entertaining to watch. This one lady who she brought what I could only describe, like she was checking in for a week at a hotel worth of clothing. Like she brought out like 8 pairs of shoes, and she brought all this. Like, I'm like, you're an extra in a movie. You're going to stand in the background and pretend like you're talking at a cocktail party. You brought this many.
But you know, she's going to tell everyone about it. She's like, I'm an extra in this movie.
Oh yeah. She probably is the one who like wrote her own IMDb page, created her own IMDb. And, well, when we first check in, she's like spills a bunch of these like fake nails, Lee Press-On nails. She's like, oh my God, I spill these everywhere. You know, I don't usually wear these. And she's talking to no one. She's like, I don't usually wear these, but I did this commercial for Quest last week. It's no big deal, but you know, anyway. And I'm like, I'm like, who are you talking to, lady? No one is listening to you. And she just keeps going on and on, and then just trails off because no one's responding or engaging with her about it.
But you were listening.
Well, I was trying to talk to someone else, from this older lady from Cleveland who's telling me a story about her son who's in medical school. I'm like, that's more fun to me. Like, you're like a real person. Let's talk to you about you. And then later I'm in a scene with this woman, and I'm supposed to be pouring wine for the star of the movie. And I'm the guy who owns the winery, I guess. That's me in the movie.
That's like a super fancy extra.
Well, I'm standing there and they're like, hey, you, you're dressed nice. You're going to be the guy who owns the winery now. I'm like, okay. And they're like, yeah. So I'm like, it's. Anyway.
Oh my God, this is your big break.
This is my
you
big
just
break.
Got like a big.
I hugged a guy who was once in Game of Thrones, apparently.
Oh, whoa. Snap.
I don't know, but I hugged him like 20 times because that was the scene. And we kept doing it. But we run through it, and she's like, and after we ran through, she's like, hey, maybe you could pour me a glass of wine also. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm holding, like, I can't hold three glasses in like the bottle and pour. And the director's like, how about no? Like, you're an extra. Why don't you do what I tell you to do?
You said that?
I'm like, and she's like, well, I just was thinking. He's like, yeah, just go stand over there. And I was,
oh my God. The nail lady?
Yeah, that was the nail. And I'm like, this lady, like, her whole life is this. And you could tell she's just the way she. She's talking to other people. She's like, you know what? I just have a suggestion. Maybe when you're standing there, if you kind of like play with your hair or something.
Oh my God.
Like, lady, you're just an extra in a shitty movie in Spokane. Like, the British guy came in when we first checked in. He's like trying to tell us about like the film. He's like, so I am whatever the fuck is James or Jonathan something from Britain. And he's like, so I am a TV show host, but a very famous TV show host. Whoever your famous TV show is, a host is. I'm him, but more famous.
Oh my gosh.
We have a show that's taped in a. I probably shouldn't say all this about the movie.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Like, he They're going to listen to this.
Yeah, he tells us about the whole film, and then. Like, he goes, then I have to come here, and I live with a rapper. And
this is his real life, or he's telling you the plot line of the movie?
Of the movie. And I'm like, this sounds like a terrible movie.
So he's like a British Steve Harvey that lives with a rapper?
Yeah, it's such a weird... Yeah, it's like, he goes, I'm living in an Airbnb, but a rapper who is on tour, comes home early. I'm like... Well, I don't believe that. Rappers never show up early to anything. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So anyway, look for that movie coming sometime.
You'll say something right when it comes out.
I think,
just want to see you awkwardly
me
pouring
too.
Wine.
Yeah, me too. Because I guarantee you I was awkward. At first they didn't give me direction. Like, okay, so you'll be over here. And then they're like, start going. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, well, you pour the wine in hand. And so I'm like, okay, that's it. He's like, well, maybe hug him. And I'm like, okay.
But why though?
Because apparently we're friends in the movie.
Oh.
So...
For 1 minute.
Yeah, for 1 second. Then I'm in one other scene where I hand him wine again.
You're an enabler.
Yeah, I just basically like making this guy a crippling alcoholic. That's my role in the film. So look forward to that. I think it's called All the Small Things.
Like Blink-182?
Yeah, like that. So they're probably on the soundtrack.
They're gonna roll that song in the credits.
Probably they probably produced the film. It was such an odd experience. I don't think I could do it again though. I was.
They're going to need you again. They're going to be like, wow, this guy really stole the scene.
Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah. She was like, there's like a room full of people. She's like, we need somebody to be the, like, okay, who should we? And she's like, and I'm like, please don't fucking pick me. And then she's like, you. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to do more.
No, like, don't even lie about it. I know that as soon as they picked you, you were like, oh, yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I'm the one. I don't like acting. I don't. Even when we do sketches, I don't like doing it. I'm bad at it. I don't like it. It feels gross. I don't know. It's not for me. I can do stand up. I can stand up on stage and do that. But like the acting on camera is so weird to me.
Nope. Yeah, it is weird.
Have you ever done it, Hannah? Any acting?
Nope.
You don't
this
want to.
This is even weird for me.
This is why.
I don't know.
Is this weird? You're in front of a microphone all the time, though.
True, but I'm not talking.
You're singing. Do you want to sing this conversation? You can sing your answers if you want
to. Yes.
Anyway, that was my day, but it was very interesting. So I will never be in. I don't want to be in any movies again.
Damn it.
I know it was bad, but I am going to start an IMDb page and a Wikipedia. Future Mayor of Spokane. It's true. I'm running next time, Hannah. Would you vote for me?
For you.
Are you going to vote for me?
I've actually never voted in my life.
Would you vote for me though?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm legitimately going to run in 2023 if I'm still alive.
Don't say that. You're going to be starring in movies in 2023.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Movie star, mayor.
We'll see. The way my body's trying to kill me, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 2023.
I think you'll make it.
Let's hope so. Well, I'm indifferent. I don't care. It doesn't. I'm either one is fine with me. I've made my peace with it. I really don't mind. Let's talk to Hannah. Hannah, you're back.
Hey.
You're back in the Northwest. You were in North Carolina for a while. Your home,
yes.
Your original home. You were born in North Carolina, right?
No, actually, I was born in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh,
but
my God. Okay.
My parents moved to the Raleigh area when I was like 3, so it's where
okay,
I grew
pretty
up.
Much,
yeah, I was
yeah.
there till I was 15. But my father has lived there pretty much my whole life, and my mom has lived in Idaho, and she's in Montana now. So, been back and forth forever.
Where in Montana?
She's really close to Yellowstone, so like
oh,
an hour.
Oh, so Sophie's mom. You guys could carpool there next
she
time.
She just she retired, and now she's going to work in Prey at Chico for the winter.
Work and Prey?
In Prey, Montana.
Oh, I'm like, she's going to work
that's
in
like
Prey?
Right
that
above
seems
the
like
Gardner.
That's a weird thing
work
to say.
Yeah. She's going to work in Prey. Yes.
Okay, in she's work in Prey, Montana. I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. So what now you what made you decide to come back to the Northwest after being in North Carolina for a while?
So I was kind of taking care of my grandpa for a while, and that was like my biggest reason why I moved back that way is to be with him. He just passed away. So
yeah, sorry to hear that.
I was trying to book shows out there, and I think in the year and a half that I was there, I booked about 10.
Yeah.
So it was really hard for me to get in the music scene there. It's basically like if you're in a band and you're good, like you'll get booked. But if you don't have anything more than just yourself, mm-hmm. it's hard to get a booking and get paid for it or even get another booking afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
Is it because the music, what the type of music they're looking for is different?
I feel like it.
Is that what it was?
I noticed a lot of jam bands.
Okay.
Like a lot of like Deadhead followers and a lot of people
sure.
who just loved that like jam scene, which I'm not super into, but it's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's a place for it.
Yeah.
And maybe correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like, and not this, where we are is certainly a blue collar area,
mm-hmm.
but there is like also a fairly decent younger art scene, you know, where there's a community of people that do support the kind of singer-songwriter thing and
yeah.
other type of arts like that. Where, I mean, I've never been to North Carolina, so it could be way off, but I feel
right.
like in those areas, maybe there is more of like kind of the just kind of we just want to throw back some Coors and have a jam band and that type of
yes,
vibe.
Very much so.
Okay.
It's, you know, most of the places I played were kind of like, you know, the dive bars and things like that, which is fun. And I actually opened up for some really cool bands and
yeah.
different people out there. So it wasn't all negative. It just, I didn't have a future there for music.
Sure.
So, but I had fun. I mean,
yeah,
it was cool playing in a different city and just experiencing a different music scene. But
sure, a little
I just
bit
didn't see any success coming from there. And like, you know, we have Seattle and Oregon you know, bringing in that kind of music forever. Like, all of the music scene has kind of come from just those areas too, the indie folk stuff. Yeah. So it's a lot more popular on this side of the country.
Well, a little bit of inspiration, a little different area to you can experiment. Rejuvenate and things. Yeah, for sure. So, so you enjoyed it. It was good to be back, but now you're back here. And I mean, you've been back for like 9 days and you've had like 14 shows. It's been.
I've had four, I think. Three or four.
I feel like I've seen so many. Maybe it's just upcoming ones, too.
I played at Honey twice in Coeur d'Alene, and then I played at Iron Goat. I think that's it so far.
Isn't there another place in Idaho D-Max. You played at?
D-Max and Hauser.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah, so four so far.
Yeah. And then you've got a bunch coming up.
Yeah, Wednesday, I'm playing at Mad Bomber.
That should be
Hayden.
So that is tonight, then. Tonight, because it's the 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so tonight. The magic of post-production. Tonight, if you're listening to this today, it comes out tonight at Mad Bomber. Great brewery in Hayden, Idaho, by the way.
Yeah, I love that place.
Yeah.
My buddy Travis is one of their like lead bartenders or managers, so he got me a gig there. I am actually playing at this coffee shop that I used to barista at in Coeur d'Alene. It used to be called Strada. It's a created coffee now on the 12th. So they're doing like wine and beer now and stuff and coffee. And then I'm playing Art Walk on the 13th. I'm playing a fundraiser for this one of my friends and her mom. They own this store called Grace and Joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the shops in Coeur d'Alene, but it's also in Sandpoint. So I'm doing their like grand opening out there. It's
a
fundraiser and like holiday music. And yeah, so that should be fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I got coming up so far.
So that'll keep you busy. Definitely go out and see Hannah in one of her shows. She's super talented. Now, are you working on any recording?
I would like to.
Yeah?
I need to save up a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
Because like just the one song that I did, I think I spent like $600 or $700 on just one production. So
really?
Yeah. It depends on who you go to. It depends on who you send it in. And if you can learn all of that yourself, it's a lot easier. But
sure.
I'm just not technologically savvy, so I got to pay somebody else to do it for me.
We can't have all the talent. You have to do save some stuff for other people, Hannah.
I struggle with people's like boards like this trying to plug into.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not technologically savvy. It's just not my thing. I'm just there to be pretty and sing.
Hey, well, you got those two down. You're doing fine there. So what is the logistically? There's lots of studios around. I mean, getting studio time. Is it the studio time or the mastering that's really the complicated part?
I think it kind of breaks down into different sections because, you know, when I was recording with my friends, you know, I wrote just the lyrics and the vocals, and that was all I did. So it comes down to whether or not you're also writing the music, like the instrumentals, because that's you get paid for those kind of things too.
Yeah.
You know, eventually you get royalties, but if they're writing like the music and they're producing it and they are putting it together for you, that's all time and money. You know, so it just kind of depends on who you're working with. I mean,
sure.
you can get things for way less expensive. It just depends, and sometimes the quality is not the same. So I just need to. I need to buckle down and figure out which songs I want to put together.
Sure.
And at least do an EP so that I have fresh stuff for the website.
Have you been writing a lot of new songs?
Yep. All three that I'm going to sing for you are all brand new this
year.
Oh,
wow.
So within the last couple of months, yeah.
Okay. So now you do all your all original. I mean, do you do much covers in your sets or is it all original?
Yeah. If I have a three-hour set, I have to fill a little bit. I have at least like an hour or two of original, but I'll throw in some covers for fun just because that kind of brings people back, you know,
sure.
Because then they'll be some like, oh, familiarity. She sang the song that I knew. Like, I want to come back and listen to her sing it again, you know, something like that.
What are some of your favorite covers?
I love singing System of a Down because it trips people out.
All right. A little acoustic System of a Down.
Well, yeah, I make it like pretty and people get really confused. They're like, is that really what you're singing right now? That's kind of, I like to change like harder songs into softer songs. That's like my favorite thing to do. I do cover the song by The Police that I love because I love Sting. And this Frank Sinatra cover that I do, I love.
What Frank Sinatra song?
Come Fly With Me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reminds me of my grandparents. So
yeah,
I love it.
Very nice. What do you have? Multiple songs by Sting,
or just Walking on the Moon, The Police.
That's the one.
I would love to cover like Desert Storm or something like that.
Do you have some like dream songs you want to cover that you haven't gotten to yet?
I kind of want to learn how to cover Ramble On by Led Zeppelin, but okay. It's going to be a little bit hard,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I feel like anything by Led Zeppelin's got to be a little difficult.
But that's like my favorite by yeah. him.
Try and get...
I don't know. There's a lot. I have a whole... I organize all of my covers that I wanted to do and songs that I haven't finished, and like I have a lot of unfinished material in all senses, so I have a lot, yeah. lot to work on.
So I don't know if I've ever really gotten into this with many musicians. I'm going to ask you, what is the writing process for you? Like when you, how do you know a song's like complete, or how do you know that lyrics should be in this song instead of song A instead of song B?
I don't really write like parallel. I don't usually put anything near anything else. Generally, I'm basically, most of the time that I write, I'm like either depressed or like sad or something.
Sure.
So a lot of the time,
art.
Like when I'm feeling a lot of things, I will write. And even when I'm happy, I will too. But a lot of the times it comes from like different, like more so negative emotions. So yeah. I literally will just sit down, grab my guitar, start singing, just put the capo somewhere and just kind of mess with it, and it just comes out. That's my creative process, but a lot of people generally will write some lyrics down and then add music to it, which I'm not as good at. It's actually hard for me to
sure.
do that. So that's what we did with our Spotify song, and I had a really hard time writing against somebody's music because I usually just sit there and it just comes out.
So you kind of begin playing your guitar,
mm-hmm.
and then you... whatever you kind of freestyle essentially,
yeah.
and then start to distill it down from there.
Pen and a piece of paper, and I sit and I write down and I repeat, and then I just complete the song right there.
When do you know a song's done?
I think sometimes when you have that entire emotion and it's out. For me, like if I feel like that is completed and like I have a full page full of lyrics, I'm usually pretty solid, because you don't want too long of a song and you don't want too short of a song. So as long as you have like a chorus and, you know, I don't know, as long as it's a couple minutes long, for me, I'm usually pretty solid.
Pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
Now, have you done much collaboration with other artists?
Not really.
Just a lone wolf going out there.
I've had some people come up on stage and play with me. I've gone up and played with some other people. Like at Red Room, I played with a couple of guys there a long time ago. But it all comes down to people just committing to the time.
Sure.
And actually giving you time. When you have to sit down and practice, you can't just, if you're going to go up and play a show, you can't just wing it.
Yeah, when you're playing with other people, there's a lot of...
Depends on how talented you are, but I'm not that kind of talented. So
I think it's just you have to have some familiarity with their style and where they're going to go musically and things like that. There's some instinct musically to it, but also some knowing your partners around you.
Yeah. I would love to have like a little indie band with like, I definitely would love a male singer who complimented my voice and harmonized, and like a stand-up bassist and some drums and maybe a lead guitarist, so that I didn't have that so focused, because I feel like my vocals are what's my strong point. So
sure,
that's kind of like the goal, maybe one day, but for now I'm good, because I mean, when I go play shows, I get paid and I get to take the money home.
Yeah,
so I'm not complaining
about it.
Ways. Exactly.
Yeah, well, there
so
you go.
There are perks to being a solo artist, but it's also like the vibe when you have another like a drummer and a mm-hmm. bassist with you, even just that, like it, your vibe changes, your confidence changes. Like for me, at least, it's easier.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know? Did you know the guys from the Marco Polo Collective?
That sounds really familiar.
It was Caleb and Philip Brannan, I believe his name is.
Gosh, that sounds familiar, but I don't know.
So Caleb played guitar and did in lyrics, and Phil drummed. But he also plays with Andy Rumsey. Do you know Andy?
Not yet.
Man. All right, I'm going to introduce you to so many music people.
Yay, happy day.
So Phil's a super talented drummer. He's just a percussionist. And if you're just looking for someone to like kind of have a slight percussion drum behind you, he's really a good guy, and he's really good musically inclined.
Sweet.
And he's super solid dude. He's a great guy, so he's a great guy to have around. And yeah, he plays the Andy Rumsey's kind of a bigger
I'm always down to jam.
So, all right. I'll get you linked up with all of them. So are you moving towards what's the next plan for you, next step? Is it just keep playing the local spots and see how far it can go? Or, are you looking at wanting to do?
I would love to play bigger shows. I would love to open up for some bands, which I have been kind of doing, but not for, like, venues. Like, I would love to play, like, the Knitting Factory or play a couple places in Seattle and just, like, start opening and collabing with, like, bigger artists. But, I mean, it's all about who you know, really. So,
I don't know musically. I don't know how shows are booked. I know personally how the comedy stuff goes, and there's people who book shows, and then there's clubs, and then there's I produce a bunch of my own shows, so I assume that's a lot of if you're knocking on doors and or essentially calling people, email, and trying to find shows,
right?
Have for bigger venues, have you ever thought about, or do you ever consider producing your own show to put together? And
I have thought about that.
You invest a little money, but potentially with ticket sales, door deal, thing like that.
Yep, and you can do that at the Knit, actually, I found out recently. Mm-hmm. I was asked to play there, and sometimes I miss my messages on my Facebook page,
No.
I totally didn't even see that they were asking me to play there. So they actually have already contacted me.
Okay.
But I would like to make an album. I'm not trying to be like some famous pop star or anything like that. But you could be. I don't know. I don't want to be a pop star.
Yeah.
I think it would be really fun to get into some of the bigger like festivals and to actually play some big shows. And, I think it'd be really, really fun to work with an EDM artist because, they have some of the female vocalists that are really, really good. And I think it would be super fun to work with somebody like that too.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
All right. Well, speaking of music, do you want to play us a song here?
Sure.
Let's get you set up here. One second.
Okay.
Sophie, tell us how your weekend with Kevin Nealon was.
The weekend was really, really fun. We did 4 shows, and he is nice.
Check.
We had a bonding moment because Crystal told him that I serve at the club too, and he's like, "Oh, that's really great that you serve. I used to bartend at the improv, and I'd go and do sets and then go back behind the bar, and I've definitely done that a few times, like if I'm doing a guest spot or something." We're actually not allowed to do it anymore, work and perform on the same night, but yeah, and he... After the first show, which was definitely, I for sure my worst show, he said I did a good job. And I was like, okay, he's being just nice. But then I feel like all the shows gradually got better and better. And Ryan called out a lady in the front row who was texting, and that was funny. Mm-hmm. And, it was a fun weekend. I did the Thanksgiving bash on Wednesday, and then the 4 shows Friday and Saturday, and then the other show Sunday. So I'm excited to go back to work and make some real money.
Me too. Everybody hire me.
We'll find a job for you, Hannah.
I would like music to be my full-time job, but I need a little, fun money too.
The regular money.
I need some regular money.
How's that sound for you? You wanna...
Fine, I think.
Okay. All right.
I think I can still hear myself. Yeah, we're good.
The guitar sound?
Solid.
Can we hear?
I think so. Kind of. It's like in and out on me, but.
Let's see.
I can hear it right here.
You can hear it there?
Yeah.
I think we can hear it. Okay. We're going to try it.
Okay.
What's the name of this song? do you not name your songs?
You don't remember this? Remember we had like this whole thing last time where people were gonna name it.
Oh yeah.
So I actually have one of these songs has a name, but this one does not.
Nameless?
This one is Nameless.
The Nameless song.
It's kind of about trying to find the right person though, and just it being really difficult and just kind of, I don't know, losing somebody and just being frustrated about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we can all relate to that.
I think everybody can relate to that.
Not Sophie.
No?
I can relate.
I'm just kidding.
Do you have a perfect relationship?
Oh, God, no. He's, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Those are just hard. Relationships are just hard, but if they're worth it, working through it is worth it.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I think so.
Snaps.
Oh, snappy. We're at a coffee house.
Coming from someone who's been single for like 3 years. But yeah. I've been in the worth it relationships where you try. If you try, then you tried. You can't, you know, have any regrets after that. So, yeah. You ready?
We're ready. Okay. Let's get it. Studio audience. They liked Hannah's song. Can I name that song?
Sure.
It should be called Memories of Your Face.
Memories of Your Face.
That's one of the lyrics, right? I just took lyrics you had, but Memories of Your Face or Pictures I Had seem like inappropriate.
Ooh. Yeah. Pictures I Had sounds good. Memories of Your Face sounds like it's the beginning of like a roast joke.
or Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. So those are my suggestions for naming that song.
I can dig that.
Sophie, do you have any? Do you?
I'm not good at naming anything.
Yeah. Neither am I. This is why I don't. Because I just feel silly. Whenever I write a name down for a song, I just laugh because I'm like, nah.
You got to name it something.
Song.
Song. You could speaking
song
of
887.
Led Zeppelin, you just name them random stuff. Like they named them just random shit that nobody could, you know. Yeah, they have all their songs are named ridiculous things or have nothing to do with, they're like
no quarter.
Yeah.
No quarter.
No. All right, you have some more songs for us? You want to play another one?
Sure. Yeah.
We'll do one more, we'll do some news, then we'll close on one. How's that sound?
Perfect. Sounds solid to me.
And Sophie, let's think about this song when we listen to it. This one's named?
Okay, I was drinking some champagne, so I named it Champagne Depression.
Okay, that's a great name. Yeah. I like it already.
I actually have a name. Can you believe it?
Okay. Does the last one you're going to play have a name?
I don't remember. We'll find out.
Okay.
Let's see if I will not hit this chord.
Champagne is a hell of a drug for music, I guess, man.
Yeah.
It's a good inspiration for a little darker song. There's definitely some oomph in that one.
The feels.
Yeah, you could tell what you were feeling at that time.
Yeah.
all right. Very good. So let's. I'm excited to hear what the third one is. If we have to name it, we're gonna. But first, Sophie, we are gonna do some news. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready to get into some news, Sophie? Is that a yes?
Yeah, sorry. I just got a work text and now I'm like stressed.
Oh, why did they fire you?
No, but I just...
Anxiety?
Yeah, you can't escape it even on your days off, you know?
Yeah, that's why I don't work.
And now, the Social Hour News
gave it up.
With Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News without further ado. Let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
I love it.
Spoiler alert, most of them aren't cool stories.
Sear it.
All right. Interesting baby news this week.
Oh, no. Hold on. Baby news, Sophie?
I know what you're going to play.
Sophie, what kind of baby news are we talking about?
Okay. I went out of my way this week to find stories that weren't about murders or dead babies.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad for once.
It's not about a dead baby.
Good. It's an uplifting story.
It's actually an interesting scientific phenomenon.
Oh, boy.
A baby.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you. Fucking unprofessional bullshit. Why do you put up with this? All right.
I love it. A baby was born pregnant.
God damn it. Go ahead. Wait, a baby?
Yeah, a baby was born pregnant with her own twin and needed a C-section to remove it. Ready for this?
No, I don't. What is this? The Island of Dr. Moreau? What is happening?
This is funny.
So he's like super amused.
Fetus in feta is an extremely rare condition that occurs when one fetus is absorbed by its own sibling in the womb. Okay. When an ultrasound revealed that Monica Vega had two umbilical cords growing inside of her while she was 7 months pregnant, the natural hope was that she was expecting twins. But according to news.com.au, one unborn child actually absorbed the other fetus. Abortion. Oh, God, no. That's not what I thought you were going to play.
Sophie. Oh, my God. Well, they should take your advice.
The only thing I know is copper. You stick it up your vagina and you don't get babies. He takes these things out of context. Okay, I don't even know what we were talking about. Birth control, obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
Sophie, okay, so what did you think I was going to play?
I thought you were going to play the Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I should have gone for that. So she was pregnant and she had a baby which ate the other baby.
Yeah, absorbed it. So her umbilical cord was attached to the baby and the baby's umbilical cord. I thought this was going to end happy. I thought that this article wasn't going to involve a dead baby.
How did you think this was going to end?
The baby inside the baby was dead.
Did you think there was a, like, is this like a Russian nesting doll of
it
babies?
It exactly was a resting, fuck it.
Like a turducken of babies?
It is.
Yeah. The baby wasn't pregnant, couldn't have another baby. Was it not like this is gonna sound really ignorant, but does a baby have a uterus? I guess
the girl
would they I mean they're they, I think so you develop it right
like got a still, C-section
you have a uterus as a I mean if you're a female baby you have a uterus.
It's
it doesn't
just
like
not developed
right
fully.
It's not like big.
I don't think.
This is a complicated story.
I feel like a horror film where this happens the baby that was like swallowed up like came back and haunted everybody.
Bursts out of someone's stomach, becomes a second baby, and then eats the mom.
Who knows?
I assume the one baby did not make it. Did either
little
baby
little
make
baby
it?
Didn't make it. The medium sized baby made it.
It's a big scar.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a story. What do I say?
Welcome to the news.
Yeah, welcome to the news. God.
So is that a happy ending for the mama and the first baby?
The nice thing is it was probably like the baby was probably never. It was never like a. It was probably never like a baby. It was probably like a zygote that was never started becoming a baby.
apparently, even though it was dead, it was still growing at an alarming rate.
Oh my God, that's
is crazy, right? This is, bodies are weird.
It was an alien.
Bodies
yeah.
are weird.
It's an alien.
Yeah, it's an alien.
That is really alien-y.
The one that pops out of your chest, like.
Yeah, exactly. How often does this happen? Does it say?
Not often. Okay. So, less than 200 cases of fetus in fetu have been reported. So, that's crazy.
Less 200? Than
200? Yeah.
That's not still much. A lot. Yeah, that's like under 20% of people.
Then they start talking about another person this happened to. So, that's basically the end of that. Mommy and daughter got a C-section on the same day.
Matching C-section, do they?
Yeah.
That's a weird. You know what? Here's the good thing. Did they name the baby that lived? We'll call her Mildred.
Mildred.
The good thing is little Mildred was born with a story. She's got like a backstory at birth.
That's
like a cool story. How'd you get that scar?
I'm a parasitic. Funny. I had a parasitic twin.
Yeah.
That's a interesting.
Yeah, that's something to lead with on your Tinder profile.
Twin.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. That's.
I've never actually been on Tinder.
You what's that?
Never been.
Never.
That is a lucky thing.
Any dating apps?
Bumble once, but it was a mistake.
It always is.
It always is.
It was a mistake.
No luck on Bumble.
No luck.
No luck.
It's cool though. I'm a happy chica.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. I have a bulldog.
That's true.
I'm an English fucking bulldog.
That's a good partner. Yeah. Hard to argue with that.
Dog moms.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Dog moms.
Unite. Whew. DC, you're part of this. You're a dog mom
dog
too.
Dog mom too. My dog. I love my dog. I miss her when I'm gone. All right. Let's do a story that's about something good.
Okay.
Or not
dead
kids.
I literally, that one threw me for a loop. I do this thing where I just find interesting headlines, and I guess I should have seen that coming, but I went out of my way this week to find stories that weren't about murders.
That's
or
all
dead
they have
babies.
On the news. That's why don't, do you think I don't watch the news?
I won't do anything more about dead kids this week. Some of these are from the same episode. So it's not as spread out as it sounds.
It's pretty great. Yeah.
I have a good one. Good guy, Florida man.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Florida. I love Florida. Let's do Florida stuff.
Gators.
Yeah.
He was... No. I'll do this. Arizona man charged with robbery for burrito heist.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the burritos.
Real run
all
for the border
heists,
there.
Yeah. He was thinking big.
Grande. He was thinking grande.
Grande, yes. Yeah.
That means big.
No, I want a burrito.
Do you?
I do, though.
I've got to my freezer. I'll send you home with one if you want.
Thanks, bro.
Well, I thought this was going to be about a heist.
Is it about dead babies? Jesus Christ,
no,
Sophie.
I promise.
Is this
dead
about
baby trucks?
It's about a one man who allegedly stole another man's burrito, singular. So it's not a heist. It's just a hungry guy who took a burrito.
This is the news?
Yeah, he was arrested and charged with robbery. Timothy Bell, a 29-year-old homeless man, was in Phoenix on November 16th when he supposedly threatened a man on the street and took his Mexican food by force. So the victim called 911.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You called 911 for a stolen burrito?
And this is the crazy part, is that they responded and followed the suspect until he was taken into custody.
They probably shot him. Arizona police are real rough.
Hey, that's where I was born, yo.
Yeah, how you're lucky you made it out. Here's the deal. You can't call 911 for food-related incidents.
No,
especially food that you can replace for less than
$5. It's important.
God, he must have been. If he was stoned, he would have been scared to call 911.
Maybe. I ain't scared.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that video of the guy driving and he sees this guy eating a burrito, and when they pull up to the stoplight, he's like, yo, can I have a bite? And the dude gives him a bite of his burrito.
I would have. I would.
God, yeah.
I would. But I wouldn't eat it afterwards because you never know.
See, I'm a sharer of food. I don't care. I've pulled popcorn out of the trash at the comedy club and eat. I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Dude, okay, this is crazy, though. So they charged him with a felony, and the stolen item was listed as, quote, a burrito of value less than $1,000. Like, what burrito is going to be valued at more than fucking $12?
$4.95.
Yeah, like, if you're
$12?
Getting, like,
what kind of burrito?
If you're getting, like, a nice Jesus burrito Christ, from, like, a good place.
You can buy your burritos on Sky Mall? What the fuck, Sophie? It's a goddamn burrito.
I'm saying, like, your best burrito
is gold wrapped.
You need to chill on your burrito game.
No, that's not, like, a usual, but you know what I'm saying, like... A value less than $1,000? Is that like what they had to say to give him a felony?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. That's Timothy.
A burrito. God.
Burrito heist.
I don't know.
It's like when they say less than an ounce, but you had a nug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, less than an ounce. Like it makes it sound like so much.
I had one fucking bowl, bro.
Sounds like something that may have happened to you, Hannah. Did you get
Yeah.
Did you?
When I was 17.
Oh.
I got pulled over with a bunch of my guy friends.
In Idaho?
In Idaho, oh, that's on rough. Federal Oof. Ground, going camping. We were like, we had like 230 racks. We were all 17. We all had weed. We all had pipes. And got like a $500-some-odd fine and paid it off. Nothing else ever happened.
You're lucky.
Damn.
But I handed in my shit right away. But it was literally like the smallest bowl and the like a little pipe.
Yeah.
That's it. I could have hit it in my
rough,
boot.
Though.
Nobody checked shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why it's good to live in Washington. You can do whatever you want there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get that weed.
Get
Love
that weed.
It. I will.
I plan to.
It's already happened.
All right. Burrito story. What kind of burrito was it? Does it say? Because listen.
It was just a less than $1,000 burrito.
If it's a lengua burrito, I might fight you for it. If it's chicken, you can have it.
What if it was Taco Bell?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't have had it in the first place. Listen, I don't respect myself much, but enough to not eat Taco Bell.
Oh man, Taco Bell is a real lifesaver sometimes.
I can't do it.
I like their quesadillas, cheese.
Yeah, I guess it's hard.
That's
to,
about it.
Yeah, it's hard to mess up cheese and tortilla.
Yeah.
The few times I've had it in the last probably 20 years, I
got the shits.
Regret it. I don't get the shits. I feel like shit though. I feel terrible. Like, the next day, although I feel that way anytime I eat fast food.
Same.
I don't eat a lot of it, but when I do, I always feel terrible later or the next day. Like, I can, you know, it's bad.
Yup.
I felt like crap after the day of Thanksgiving just because I had some, salt intake. I didn't even eat that much either. I had one plate of, like, very minimal food. I just don't eat a ton anymore.
So
and I don't eat.
I had three variations of potatoes.
Did
and
you?
I won't complain to you about
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I just don't eat anything anymore.
I fell asleep at
7
because I was, like, too full to even
Did
be
you?
Awake anymore.
Yeah.
This year was my first experience of early. Everybody went to bed early.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Normally, party.
That's like not. Yeah, same.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't even have turkey.
Really? Well, you guess you don't eat. You don't eat.
I don't.
Yeah.
But I was still tired. I think it's just the food.
Yeah, the food. Just enough food will put you out. All right, let's do. You got one more, Sophie?
I got one more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, this hopefully isn't uncomfortable for you because Jeremy's gone. But I know that you're very empathetic towards women's struggles.
Yes.
So if this news story loads, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll pick a different one.
We can just create one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll go off the headline. The headline was... Company?
Is it sad?
No, I did have a few sad ones, but I skipped over those.
Oh, okay.
This what one? You,
this is the good one. The okay.
Good one is a strong, you know, refer, but okay. Company, let's see, what's the word? Female employees asked to wear period badge is the headline. So.
Nope.
Why though?
Go on.
Like, yo, I'm bleeding.
Okay, this is a picture of the badge.
Oh my god.
It's a little
yikes.
Can we call it a vag badge?
Oh my god, that is catchy. Yes, I hope that they do call it that.
I ain't wearing that shit.
Can I see it again?
It has a little cross as the nose.
Does it just mean like don't talk to me? Why does it look like
don't piss me off? Feed me chocolate.
Right. What it, why? Okay. Hold on. May I?
I am emotional.
Look at that.
I might cry because you said hello, is what it means.
Oh, this is in China. That makes sense.
There. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
Well, I mean.
But it doesn't. Kind of.
Well, no, it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense, but it does kind of because it's China. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, America, we could. That would never happen. But when you say China, I'm like, oh, yeah, they hate women. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They subjugate their women. That, yeah. That tracks. So why the vag badge?
It's at a Michikake store.
Nailed it.
In Osaka, Japan.
Oh, it's Japanese. Which really? Is That's known Japanese? For, that looks yeah. like... Oh.
Yeah, they're known for selling products related to female sexual and menstrual health. So, they meant it as like an empowerment thing, but it's a little
like
bit
the Japan. I know
they have been asked to wear a badge with a little cartoon called Siri Chan. I'm not pronouncing that right. A name loosely translated as
wait, hold on,
Miss Period.
Say it again.
Stop it.
Say, let me see.
No, what is it?
Siri Chan is what?
Hold on. It's
right.
How do you say
right it? Above the avocado?
Yeah, Sari Chan.
It's, what is it? And it's pronounced how?
Sari Chan. S-E-I. Sari Chan.
And what does it stand for?
Miss Period. What are you fucking... What's so funny?
I just wanted to get a clean audio of you saying
oh, this. Okay. Oh, okay. So this is kind of nice, even though they were under fire for it. The badges, which are not compulsory, were introduced by executives to encourage staff and customers to bond at the store and to tackle the ongoing stigma around periods. Because that's what everyone loves when they're on their period is for everybody to know about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm not... I don't think there should be a stigma around it. I'm not the guy that's, like, weird about, like, if my girlfriend asks me to buy tampons, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal, right? But also, I don't think... ladies want to engage in a conversation about it
yeah.
a lot.
Like how you said you didn't like small talk, and now it's just like, oh, I see you're on your period. My name's Heather.
Yeah, so I guess I have to ask you about the badge.
Yeah. So I see you got your badge.
Yeah, I see you wearing your badge. Is it just spotting, heavy flow? What are we talking about right now?
Oh my God.
What are you
it's
working
It's not
with?
My fault that I have a wide set vagina and a heavy flow.
Thank you for that sound clip, Hannah. I'm definitely singing.
You're welcome.
59 minutes and 40 seconds in.
You
Hannah
better let
says,
me know when you use that.
every episode from now on.
This whole company is about periods.
God, you're just, this is
okay,
great.
Okay, then. I'm all so, in. Where do I invest?
Yeah, how do we? So they make products for women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, do they only hire women? Or is, I know they wouldn't only hire women because then they.
That'd be like a little bit.
Well, no, I meant that like, then I wouldn't feel like, I feel like the bat, or who are the badges for?
It's for.
Is it to tell other people?
It's so that they can all relate about it.
So they can feel. Are they trying to normalize it?
I think they were trying to like make women more comfortable, but then they just got so many complaints from the public about like how it was being perceived, or like they were worried about harassment and stuff. And I guess shrinking amid changing attitudes towards women in the workplace, with Japanese companies being criticized for gender discrimination. So, yeah, I guess like if only 50% of the employees there have to wear something that tells everybody how they're feeling according to like their menstrual flow. But like But okay, so it's a shock split.
I would just
split.
Create a badge for guys. This is like, I never have a period.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like I wonder how we neutral. Pronounce that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my friend Ayaka.
Ask her.
She lives in Japan.
Okay, how do you, what kind of cartoon represents me never bleeding from a part of my body I don't have?
I'm going to ask her that.
You might not have words exactly to translate that, but loosely. Just loosely. Yeah. So, are they sticking with the program, Miss Michi Nachi? Nichi?
It's
Peachy Munichi? What was it?
I think they're saying they might not do it. I guess they never intended it to be like an obligation, but then people were feeling like that.
Yeah, it seems like a real, like, no pun intended, scarlet letter.
yeah, absolutely.
They're making these women wear, like, for no reason. Because, I mean, listen, I don't mean to speak for all women. I think I'm allowed to, though. I'm like the Rosa Parks of women. But, like, I assume you guys, like, let's say you had, you two, you're both women. Mm-hmm. If you had the option to wear the vag badge, would you take it? Or would you be like, I'm good?
I mean, I think in day-to-day life, no. But I think if I'm being, like, a huge bummer and I want someone to know why, but I don't want to talk about it, I'd totally slip that vag badge on and just... be like, if they were like, God, like, what's wrong? I'd just be like, look at the badge, bitch.
I don't know, man. Part of me wants to say no, but I think that if it was like for a movement and for a good cause, maybe.
Okay,
like,
I get that.
If it made other people like more comfortable in the workplace, maybe. If that was like a societal thing, that was just normal. I definitely
wouldn't do that at the fucking comedy club. All those drunk people.
No,
like,
thank you.
Yeah. It just seems like an uncomfortable comp. Because here's what's going
to
happen.
I don't want anybody thinking about my vagina that doesn't need to be thinking about it. Because they already do. But I don't need them to know that it's bleeding.
Yeah. That seems like it's going to just create what's the word I'm looking for? Basically,
creepy
it's
fantasies?
Like sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. Essentially, not to justify anything, but if you're wearing a vag badge, guys are dumb enough they're gonna ask about it or say something about it.
Oh yeah,
and then it becomes like this weird thing. Now we're talking about, and it can very very the line between innocent and creepy is gonna be blurred. It's a thin red line that we can't. We literally will not know when to cross it, okay?
With that, though, you could just wear it all the time and then probably not get hit on as much. Or at
somebody
least for, like, one-night stands. Yeah, like, you're on
your
period.
That's someone's fetish.
24/7, 365.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the reason why I wouldn't wear it, because I know what guys are thinking.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little weird, which is fine in the right circumstances, but... I just don't want everyone to know. That's private.
Yeah. It seems like unnecessary. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we said that.
We had a lot to say about the bad judge.
Debate. That was enlightening. Thank you. I'm glad we talked about that. And it had a cute cartoon.
Yeah.
Can you send me that article, Sophie?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's important.
Sorry. I want that picture. I need that cartoon.
You're gonna start printing badge badges and like handing them out in Spokane.
Listen,
area.
This is just—it's the new thing. I don't know. We voted on, I guess, Prop 37.
It's gonna become
anyway.
Like a big like propaganda or something. Mm. Everybody's gonna wear it.
When I run for mayor, it's gonna be one of my platforms.
Are you gonna sell sweaters?
Do you want one?
Yep.
Then I'll sell them. I have shirts already.
Deese has a mangina.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Listen, I identify as whatever will get me the most votes.
Okay,
I identify as a sellout. All right. Sophie, anything else? You got anything else?
Nope.
That's it? All right. That's the news. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you, Sophie. Hannah, you want? Can you play us one more song before we leave?
Sing a sweet song following the period talk.
Yeah, yeah. You got any? any
You want to know what the first lyric of the song too is?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because it's going to be even greater now.
Oh, good.
Got a taste of something sweet. Gnarly.
Perfect timing. Does this one have a title?
Nope.
No title.
But now it's going to be Badge Badge.
Badge Badge. That's a vicious song. Okay. Sophie, so let's focus on the song and let's come up with a name for Hannah for this song. What Pictures I Had was the one we came up with. Is that the one we landed on for the last one?
Mm-hmm.
So let's think of a name for this song for Hannah. And whenever you're ready, go ahead.
All right.
Sophie, you got any names for this?
Don't judge me. The only thing that, like, I could think of that wasn't, like, lame was, like, no, this is lame. I'm not trying to deny that either. But, like, Sweet Moments was, like...
I like that.
Precious Moments.
Precious Moments.
Precious Moments.
Yeah, all right.
You could slap that on one of those little dolls.
Yeah.
Dolls.
The Precious Moments dolls and
play
stuff.
One of my songs on the doll.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Going deep.
All right. I like that, Sophie. I can't top that, so we're going to go with that.
I can dig it.
That's the name. So, Hannah, we named two of your songs tonight if you want to take them. It's only an extra $10 every time you play them.
Cool.
So, for licensing rights.
Done.
All right. So before we get out of here, Hannah, tell us again where we can find you next and tell people where they can find you on social media to follow you
okay.
and go to your shows.
So I have a website. It's HannahRebecca.com. And my first name is spelled without an H on the end, which a lot of people mistake. Facebook, Hannah Rebecca. I have a music page. You can add me if you want to be my friend. I'm a little bit weird, so good luck with that. And then Instagram is Hannah Rebecca Schwarz. If you look up Arnold Schwarzenegger's, you know, last name, it's same in the beginning. So I am playing tonight at Mad Bomber Brewing Company, 7 to 8. And there's going to be open mic ahead of time if you want to come down and play.
All right.
And then Created Coffee on the 12th and Emerge for the Art Walk on the 13th.
All right. There you go. Check her out, guys. Go support her. And, yeah, she's super talented. Great. Great show. And go listen to all her music. Are you on Spotify?
I have one song. It's called Backbone. Okay. By Hannah Rebecca.
Go listen to that song. Go to her website, bookmark it, make it your homepage, whatever you got to do. All right, guys. Sophie, you have anything coming up?
No.
Okay. And as for me, guys, you can find me this Sunday at the Drink and Debate at Spokane Comedy Club. Sophie, are you doing that this month?
Mm-mm.
Sophie's not going to be there.
I'll be there, but she'll be there.
She'll be hanging out. Yeah, come hang out.
I want to come hang out.
Yeah, come to the show on Sunday.
Woo!
I'll get you tickets. And then next weekend, I will be at Tacoma Comedy Club Saturday and Sunday. So come check that out. And then I take a little bit of a breather to, we'll say enjoy the holidays, but I'm going to just be... hanging out. other than that, guys, go to D's Comedy /calendar. I've got a bunch of social art comedy events around the Northwest happening. I'm not going to be at them because I just decided I want to fucking travel for a couple weeks. So, but people will be there and comedy will be happening. I will not be there, but you can find me on Instagram and Facebook and pissing people off.
But Sunday, though.
Sunday, I'll be at the comedy club. Yes. And Soph will be there and Hannah will be there.
I'll be there.
Perfect. All right, guys. Go check everyone out. Follow Hannah for the social art. I've been Deese. And for Hannah and Sophie, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Movie Extras, Game of Thrones, North Carolina Workers, every person I've ever hugged, China for mistaking them for Japan, the Japanese workplace, vag badges, women on their periods, and pregnant fetuses. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
It's not my fault that I have a wide-set vagina and a heavy flow.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!